to invite Elder Della to come up, and she's going to make the word for us. Thank you very much, my friend. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, I have someone helping me.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Were y'all supposed to say, oh, my goodness? Yes, because God is just that good. So tonight, I'm going to briefly share with you, encourage you, inspire your heart with tonight's teaching. And it is coming up behind me in just a moment. But tonight's teaching is focused on the prophetic intensifying. Now you start thinking about, oh my goodness, she's getting ready to be really serious with that word intensifying. So you relax, you're okay. Because the reason I use the word and the Lord gave me the word intensify, it's because the prophetic is going to be strengthened and deepened on the inside of us. So necessary. Because we've been blessed for all of this year, all of last year, the years before that, with regards to what the prophetic means. We have been encouraged with regards to what prophecy means. Amen? And so we have learned quite a bit with regards to prophecy, with regards to prophetic and the prophetic voice. Amen? But what the Lord wants to do with all of us, me included, is to intensify that prophetic voice, intensify that spiritual voice on the inside of us so that we hear him more. And the reason that I say that is because we have to be careful that we do not become familiar. You know, oh yeah, this was a good word. We know, park it in our pocket or something like that. Or we hear it and it's a wonderful moment, but then that moment kind of dwindles away after some circumstances start coming up. And so what the Lord wants us to do is to not forget ever whatever he is saying to us, knowing that it is from him and him alone. So he wants our understanding with regards to the prophetic to be strengthened and deepened so that we do not take it lightly. Because again, circumstances come up every day. How many had some circumstance today? How many had some yesterday? What about Monday? See, we all get some circumstance. How many had a little bit? How many had a medium-sized bit? How many had a whole lot? Okay, yeah. So we all get circumstances, but the point that I am making is through all of these circumstances, through all of life experiences, it sometimes becomes easy to forget that you know God can speak even in those moments, okay? Because what happens in those circumstances is we kind of park ourselves, our thoughts, our attentiveness, our emotions on the circumstance, and not come to a place of wonder what God has to say with regards to this particular circumstance. Because he is always what? Speaking. He always has something to say. He always has something to show us. He always has something and some area that he wants to guide us. So we never should park ourselves in the circumstances or even in the experiences that come along. Because when we do, we kind of squash his voice. Because I don't know if you all have experienced this, there are times that there's a circumstance that will come along, and I will recognize the Lord is trying to speak, but I'm so busy in the circumstance, he's so busy trying to speak, I'm so busy in the circumstance, and I'm over here, and his voice is over here, and I did not get his counsel. Okay, so don't feel bad about that because, like I said, we all get circumstances. But this is to encourage you to always, always, always keep in your heart that he is always speaking. And we literally need to rest in that truth. John 4:24 says this, and we've heard this passage. John 4:24 says this. It says that God is a what? Spirit. God is a what class?
Spirit.
And those who worship him must worship him in what?
Spirit and truth.
Understand this. We already know this. But just let this get into your soul a little bit deeper. God is a spirit. He's not here in the physical. We can't go down to 1212 23 South Main Street on so-and-so's corner and we just gonna, you know, meet up with him. No, okay? He is a spirit and we must allow time for him to speak from his spirit to ours. Because that's who he is. And because he is a spirit, he can continually speak at any given time. You don't have to drive through the freeway to try to get to his house. Amen? He is a spirit. He can speak while you're in the car trying to get to your house. But he wants the prophetic, he wants our spiritual nature to intensify, to be strengthened, and to be deepened. Jesus demonstrated this also in scripture. In Matthew 14 and 23, here's an example of our Savior where he said, and he had sent the multitudes away. Now granted, when you read the whole passage, Jesus is ministering, 5,000 folks are fed, and on and on. And when I read this scripture the first time, many years ago, you know, I kind of considered, oh, well, he's just tired. You know, he wants to just get away, maybe take a nap, and kind of relax a little bit from all of the work. But Jesus, but that wasn't true. Well, I'm sure he was tired anyway. The scripture says that he sent the multitudes away and he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Yes. And so what this is encouraging us is we have to find time in our schedule to pull away by yourself to pray. Because it's in those times of prayer is when the prophetic voice begins to intensify. And the reason it needs to intensify, and God wants his voice to intensify, is because he speaks not only all the time, but he speaks more than one way. And so he wants you to get to recognize him when he's speaking. Because there are times he will speak to your ear, senses. There are times that he makes his presence known. God is always in charge, and so we have to pull away, spend time with him alone, so that we can grow in our relationship with him and allow the prophetic to be intensified. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Luke 6 verse 12 says this, and now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. Now, if you can imagine spending more than 60 seconds in prayer, the atmosphere gets so powerful when we pray to him. And when we come to him in prayer, what you want to do is park aside those circumstances. They will still be there, but God will help to navigate you in those circumstances, okay? So when you come to him, park them aside and reverence who he is and recognize who he is and speak the glorious sound of your voice to him and pray and worship him. And I guarantee, what did I say? I what?
Guarantee.
He's gonna respond.
Amen.
And the more you do it, the more he responds. It is so good. So here is Jesus in Luke 6 and 12, where he went to the mountain and prayed, and he continued to pray all night long. Now 1 Corinthians, I'll share this scripture with you. 1 Corinthians 15:45 says this, and so it is written that the first man, Adam, became a living being. Now, how many know the story of Adam? All right? And when you peek back a little bit in Genesis and know that how we were created, I always like to mention this because it blesses me every time I think about it. When God created us, he created us with the ability to be able to hear him speak. So good. So good. So now, Adam became a living being. We already know he abdicated his whatever. Okay, we already know the story. But this is the part that blesses me, the last part of this verse. It says, the last Adam, not another one coming, the absolute last Adam became a life-giving spirit. That's what Jesus Christ did when he came. He brought to us a life-giving spirit. So inside of us as a born-again believer, we have a life-giving spirit. Another reason to intensify our prophetic, because the life continues to live on the inside. And when you face another circumstance, don't not pray, but allow the life-giving spirit to be involved, to be right there in that situation. And sometimes when you get a report, or sometimes when you get information, that's not the end of it all. You need to pray and allow the life-giving spirit to speak up. Amen. Allowing the prophetic to be intensified. I was recently sitting in a meeting when there was a report that was given, but then it kind of didn't make sense because it didn't line up with how God speaks. So while I'm getting this report, that is not what God says. So I'm going to allow the life-giving spirit of God on the inside of me to speak up with regards to the situation. That's why we park those circumstances when we come to God. Because we don't always want to come. Now, we can come to God with our concerns. That's a part of prayer, too, to petition Him. But I'm talking about worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and worshiping Him and allowing your spirit to be touched by Him. Amen. Psalms 103 says this. We know this one, too. Know that the Lord, He is what? Okay, class, open your Bibles to Psalms 103. And it says that, know that the Lord, He is what?
Good.
No, you missed it again. I'm going to park right here for a minute. Look it up in your scriptures right now, class. Psalms 100, verse 3. When you have it, say, I got it.
I got it.
That's not enough. When you have it, say, I got it.
I got it.
All right. Know that the Lord, He is
God.
Thank you. He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That alone, you can take that right into worship. Know that the Lord, He is God. Now, there's something really powerful with the very first word in that scripture, know. Okay, because the Lord wants us to know Him. Mm-hmm. Not just, I have heard about Him. You know, He was a pretty good Savior. But He wants you to literally get to know Him. So that when He comes into your presence, you begin to recognize, my Father is here. My Lord has made His way in this circumstance. And you know it because you're beginning to know Him. Because again, the Lord speaks more than one way. And I have so many testimonies I can share to that matter where the Lord stepped in on that circumstance and I will recognize His presence. And you talk about encouraging, yeah? You talk about being empowered to speak or to do or even to be encouraged because you know that the Lord has stepped in on that matter. So know that the Lord, He is God, and you can study that out, and it will bless you. But when you study it out, bring what you have studied into your worship. Bring what you have studied into your prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. So the Lord gave me this to encourage you, that as you spend time with the Father, He also said, don't be in a hurry. Arrange those 20, those 30, and those 45 minutes. Because we've already heard that Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. So He had to have stepped away from everything that was going on to pray and spend time with the Father. Because we need to get to know Him. And so as we are going to be blessed tonight, even in prayer tonight, even those who are going to pray are ones who have spent time with the Father. So you are encouraged tonight. When you pray, don't be in a hurry to end the prayer time. Find those 20, 30, and 45 minutes and on and on. And even if you have a designated, now sometimes with my schedule, I will have a designated place and a designated time to pray. And somebody messes up with the place and messes up with that time. okay? However, even though my little plates have been whatever, you know, and my time has been pulled apart, then I'll just come on over here and find me another 20 minutes and another 30 minutes. I have just absolutely found those times of prayer because I need to hear His voice. And He wants to speak to me. And He wants to make His presence known. And He will teach you over and over again what it is like to be in His presence. We have all had experiences, and guess what? That's not all of it. That's not all of it. There is so much more that He wants to say and show you how He is and how He moves and how He speaks to you, okay? He wants to make Himself known on how mighty and how strong and how powerful He is to you. So we have to have those times with the Father. Make sense? I remember another important point. I remember one day I was listening to the book of Deuteronomy, and it's on audio. And I was a little bit hesitant because, you know, when you grow up, people do some really good teaching, and then people do some not so great teaching. Let's put it that way. So anyway, I was kind of hesitant to listen to, oh boy, the book of Deuteronomy. I don't know. But I listened to it, beloved, and do you know that throughout that book, God had a repeated theme over and over throughout the whole book. And I continue to hear His heart where He says to love Him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your might. And then there's other scriptures that says how that the Lord is a jealous God. And then we also know that when He spoke His law to protect His people, the very first one He says, there shall be no other what? God before me. So He wanted His people to come to a place to put Him first. And He also wants us to love Him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. That is so important because when we love Him that way, then the Lord begins to also deal with us on the very inside. Let me talk about the soul for a small moment because that's a whole other teaching. Because when we get to know the Father, what we have to consider is sometimes when we are praying, we could actually filter what we are praying through the conditions of our soul. It is very true. We can actually characterize and think we are hearing the Father, but it's the condition of your soul that you are hearing. And so this is why the Lord wants Him to be first, so that you get to recognize His voice and not filter what you're thinking He's saying through your soul. So He wants us to love Him with all of our heart. And when we start exercising this discipline, we start parking aside the conditions that are resting on the inside of our soul, and we stop filtering, you know, the Lord is getting ready to bless. And then we start thinking a certain way, but we literally need to hear His voice by himself, and recognize when He is speaking by Himself and not filtering this through our soul. This is because this is how the prophetic begins to get intensified, because it is God and God alone. Not your thoughts, not your emotions, but God and God alone. So when you come to the Father for those 20, 30, 45 minutes and on, you will find yourself, it will become very easy to park your very thoughts to the side, to park your very emotions to the side, and let me get into the presence of the Father and hear Him. Amen. And hear Him speak. Because He continually speaks and He will continually encourage your heart. So what I would say to you, beloved, trust God. Amen. Listen to Him. Learn how He speaks and learn His very ways and get to know the Father. Make sense?
Yeah.
Because we are so blessed here at Regency that we are able to hear the Lord speak prophetically through the beloved saints of God over and over again. And we are continually edifying, and we're continually comforting, and we're continually strengthened according to 1 Corinthians 14:3. And this is what God wants, amen? And I've already mentioned how that Exodus 20:3 says, and I love this, you know, we can kind of treat it casual. You know, God doesn't want anyone to be before him. But he says, here's the verse, you shall have no other God before me. And if you can think about not only the intensity of that passage, but why the Lord says it, he does not want to be second. And then he says, for you shall worship no other God. This is in 34:14. No other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous. Because he says, I'm a jealous God. We know this, saints. And so let's not ever be hesitant. And know that the prophetic is never weird. You know, we talked about the whole filtering of the soul, because I've heard some really weird stuff, but the prophetic is not weird. Amen? Yeah. Somebody may get up and say, you know, I got up in the morning and I saw a beautiful blue bird and I saw a beautiful green bird. Oh, and the prophetic word is this. Just like the oceans flow, the bluebird man is going to flow, and I'm going to get some green money. I don't think that's in the Word of God at all, okay? We need to hear God's voice from himself. And another point is, the Lord does not need a green or a bluebird to help him speak, okay? And so that is a funny example, but that's what happens when we filter, through our soul. Hear him speak and him alone. Amen. Find those times like Jesus did to be alone with him. And we're going to be blessed tonight. And so when the Lord speaks, let him speak. Him and him alone, and don't filter him. Make sense? Amen. I totally lost my place. Amen. Amen. You know, I saw something, and some of you all may have seen this on Facebook, and it blesses my heart every time I think about it as well as see it, because it was an example, because the Lord says in John 10:27, he says, my sheep, which is all of us in the room, hear my voice, and I, the Lord says, I know them. So he knows you, and then he says, and they will follow me. And so what I saw, it was an you can actually search it out. But this was a shepherd, and he was given different individuals an opportunity to stand in a particular place and call the sheep. By, you know, he gave them different phrases to use to call the sheep. And so one individual came, and there he went calling the sheep. They just kept on grazing. He just kept on doing what they were going to do. Then the second person tried another sound. They just kept on doing whatever they're doing. They never responded. The shepherd got up and he just made one particular sound. If you look at the sheep, they weren't just casually coming. Their heads perked up because they recognized, my shepherd is here and he's calling me. And then they started moving very slowly. And then the ones in the back start moving even faster. Then they all start rushing in because their shepherd was calling them forward. And the sheep had to know that the shepherd has something for me. He has my whatever I need for my nourishment, whatever I need to help me or whatever. But the sheep recognize their shepherd's voice. That is us. And allowing the prophetic to be intensified and recognizing the voice of the Father. Amen? Okay. Amen. My last scripture, Matthew 11:15, it says, he who has ears, how many have ears in the room? Let him hear. And that's it. So when the Lord speaks to you tonight, allow yourself to hear the Father. Amen? Amen. Okay, praise God.